Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Happy Screw Day to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig hanging out with you. Appreciate you, Horace, on the YouTube page. Said, I heard the Astros are doing something for Screw Day. Are they? I remember last year they did the special merchandise.
Yeah,
I
they posted that. Something.
They posted something, but it's the Texans that have the pop-up and all that.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff,
too. Yeah, the Astros posted something recently. I wasn't sure what it was, though.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were selling something or just saying happy screw day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the least. You got to at least make sure that you say happy screw day. It matters here.
One point that wasn't happening like that. That's the crazy part.
Well, I mean, yeah. On their Instagram, they did point out that the DJ Screw collection is live exclusively at the Center Field team store.
There you go.
So if you head out to Dykin Park, you'll get some more Screw merchandise. Some of it with that, that old school, the gold star as well. They got the screwed up tape. Off the back of a you know, what looks like a, is that a jacket, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They got some real dope Chopped and Screwed merchandise the Astros do.
I really like that the teams do this, man.
Oh, you have to
this
here.
Is dope, man.
You have to here.
Nah, for sure.
Like, but they didn't. You're right. They did for years.
Yeah, a lot of teams, I mean, I don't know. A lot of teams probably wouldn't do something like this. Mm-hmm. But it's cool that they embrace something so special in Houston like that.
It's a necessity. I mean, in this town in particular, man, like, it's such a unique place where we have such a particular culture, and that's one of the easy ways to make it very evident that these teams are ours. And so, happy Screw Day! Go ahead and get you some merch. At least the Astros are doing. I'll have to go and double check and make sure and see what the other things are, so we can shout it out if you are getting active on this Screw Day. So, I mentioned this, teasing it in, that there is a statistician. His name is Joseph Bryan. I saw him just kind of cruising around on Twitter, and he used. And this is, you got to use the disclaimer. He used PFF grades as part of this, but he also used play calling data dating back the last 15 years in the NFL. And he created scores on how well a play caller influenced every regular season. So again, I'm using it. He's a statistician, but obviously always methodology and these types of things have to come in play when you're looking at it. And there's a level of still room for judgment and, interpretation.
Yeah.
But with this, an interesting thing emerged, which is, Joe Brady, we're ranked really highly. Does that feel like that tracks? Joe Brady, offense coordinator with the Bills.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson tracked second, ranked second. Feel good. Liam Cohen, third.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like that makes sense, right? 32nd when it came to 2024 coaching scores by play caller.
So this is just 2024.
32nd out of 32.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess who it is? And I think you understand who it is by the way that I've set this up.
Well, the way you set it up, I want to say Bobby Slowick.
It is indeed one Robert Slowick.
32nd?
30, literally the worst offensive play caller by these metrics. He went even further looking at some interesting notes. Andy Reid was rough this year, which that tracks.
That too,
offense
didn't
look all that great, which that might be something that's something worth looking forward to with the Texans is, are the Chiefs, are you finding where a great coach maybe starts losing his edge, right?
Yeah.
That's maybe something for another day. Bobby Slowick scored out as the worst passing play caller, not just this year, but since 2010.
Dang.
15 years of play calling data, and by these metrics, Bobby Slowick was literally the worst play caller in these 15 years.
That's hard to believe, man.
Well, you know why it's hard
to believe? Is it? Do you watch them games?
But you got the Cleveland Browns, man. You mean one of those offensive coordinators?
When Freddie Kitchens was the head coach?
Yeah, dude. You mean one of those offensive coordinators wasn't worse?
You're missing the most obvious one. You have Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien?
You
okay.
have Bill O'Brien.
You're putting me in a weird place to defend Bill O'Brien. And maybe I should just be smart and not do that at all.
Awful.
Go on and do it.
Bill O'Brien's offense did not help make the players better. However, with the players that you had, like they could exhibit their dominance, right? Like I don't think that he was inherently a terrible play caller. I think for Bill O'Brien, he was a terrible people manager, which is really weird that he wanted to usurp and take more power
Lopez
in that
space.
Lopez
is cringing right now, man. He about to leave and start his vacation early.
I'm not here to tell you that Bill O'Brien is a great NFL coach by any means. I don't think that he was terrible.
He was terrible.
Okay. Very
good. He was terrible. Bailed out by Deshaun Watson a lot of times. Obviously, you know, there was a little bit
Had a really good defense at one point.
Had a really good defense at some point. Wade Phillips obviously was in there at one point helping him out. Nevertheless, I just to say that Bobby Slowick was worse than Bill O'Brien is all you need to hear in this city.
Sure.
Yeah. And by the way, this is you say it's data and all that, but this is pretty intense research too in terms of how the play, you know, that was designed ends up working, you know, the way they carried it out, et cetera. It's execution, as the coaches like to say. I still find it kind of hard to believe that he was
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Right, and that's the thing. From the 979 on the text line, everybody knows he was terrible. Quit kicking the dead horse and move on. I think looking at the situation,
it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have never thought that he was the worst out of everybody in the league.
Did they have the worst
offense in the league? Like as far as like numbers?
No.
And yeah. I think that's the thing. But the thing I wanted to get to is then off of the backside of that is what does that tell us about what we've seen? Well, first and foremost, I think C.J. Stroud, it again highlights one of the things we've talked about, which is the ways in which people have talked about a slump really underestimates the amount of
unfair
trying to bring back to level that he had to do just from his position of what he was dealing with. Right.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There was that. Are there any other players or any other things that you like are recontextualized when we put it in those stark terms that Bobby Slowick was doing one of the worst jobs of play calling that we've seen in the last decade and a half?
Yeah. The very first thing that popped into my mind, normally it's a cliche, but I think it's literal in this case. It can't be worse. You can't, yeah, like the offense this year, the play calling this year cannot be worse than DFL. It just can't.
I was like, who's DFL? Oh. Oh.
So is that hope? I mean, is that, and it, boy, Bobby Slowick. I mean,
I would have never thought
that. We knew
that,
it
man.
Wasn't great, but last.
Some of the other things that I was, because like, yes, that is a fair point, because one of the things that I've had questions, and it does give me a little bit of calm coming into the Nick Caley era is just, okay, you have a first-time play caller. What kind of mistakes are possible there with the lack of experience? But when you just have somebody who's done such a poor job, you do look up and you go, even as maybe you're taking your knocks, you're right. It probably is a better circumstance. Now, how does that also match up with, you know, what you have with the talent on the offensive line in particular, so on and so forth? We've had those conversations. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there is a level of comfort there. Even some of the guys that maybe we have had negative views toward, like someone like maybe a Dalton Schultz.
Mm-hmm.
Does this give you any confidence that maybe you can wring more out of him because he was not necessarily being utilized as well as possible within the schematics of what's happening?
I'll take it a step further. The offensive line. You know, we don't know how good this offensive line is. The league is saying they're doubting this offensive line, But the most important part of play calling is the execution and technique, which is what some buzzwords that they've been using a lot over there lately.
Right.
Is the offensive coordinator. The offensive coordinator is the most, his most important job is getting the line to play at just an average level. So it gives me confidence there. Obviously, I think it gives me confidence with the tight end, especially with a Patriots-styled offense that leans heavily on the tight end. It gives me confidence about the run game, you know, with or without Joe Mixon. Absolutely, it gives you some more confidence.
Brother,
I don't know how much.
Man, I'm still on this offensive coordinator thing, man. I'm looking at Nathaniel Hackett.
That's a great. All right, who's the worst offensive coordinator that you recall in the last 15 years?
Well, apparently Bobby Slowick.
No, but I'm saying, like, let's have the fun with
it. He was worse than Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett is a great, like, you are leading the clubhouse. I flopped.
Yeah.
I flopped a straight, right? Like, that's what you
and
did.
And I know
there.
Bobby was bad, but yeah. Damn.
And this is a question that is fair to be asked, but I think it requires a little recontextualization from the A through two. What happened from year one to year two with the offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick? I think one thing to remember is in the moment, the framework matters. And so you were looking at a rookie quarterback and you were looking at an opportunity to go and win the division, mm-hmm. right? And all of that kind of framed certain things in some ways. But that offense wasn't incredible year one. It was just better than where you had previously been, and it ramped up towards the end of the season to where you had better feelings on the back end of it. It was not a great offense. You could not scheme up the run, if you recall, from that year, right? That's a huge part, half of the offensive process.
Mm-hmm.
And so year two was maybe more of a degradation of year one, but I don't think that like you could say this as, well, this is a stark difference from year one. It wasn't great under Bobby Slowick at any point. You were just hoping that, okay, year one, there's reasons, there's excuses that one can make, and then year two made it clear that those excuses were not palatable and tangible.
I'm still with you, Figgy. I'm looking up bad offense coordinator.
Matt Canada is a good one. Shout out to the
Matt
great
Canada
one there.
Is the one that I looked up.
And who was the coordinator for the Bears last year? It was Shane.
Shane Waldron. Shane Waldron is a good answer.
Like, was he
there.
Better than Bobby Slowick?
Apparently.
Seems like it. In fact, let me see exactly where he fell on this particular, of course, inexact science, but Shane Waldron came in 21st.
Okay.
Luke Getz last year came in 31st, and he was dealing with what was it, Aiden O'Connell as a quarterback and such. Arthur Smith ranked higher.
Oh yeah, Arthur
by a
Smith,
couple.
Yeah,
man, that's it's incredible when you have it in those terms. Yes, mm-hmm. we can say that we understood it to this point.
Daniel Hackett, man.
But, and of course, inexact science. However, that inexact science points to you having literally the worst offensive coordinator of the last decade and a half. That was a jarring thing, and again. That's another thing that if you want to look at it one way, you can look backwards and say, dang, that's what you're dealing with. But you can look forward and say, that should give
can't
you
be
an
worse.
Opportunity. Can't be worse, but also there's a lot of room to grow there. That is a huge place and opportunity for development and growth.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, just maybe, if you get like below average is fine, right? Because, again, you were dealing with worst.
Right.
If you get average level play calling, hell, if you get if you hit the jackpot and you get above average level play calling, where does this team
You could
go?
Creep up in the top 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it truly was
and
Bobby,
you're happy. Yeah.
So yeah, found that to be very fascinating when I was scrolling Twitter yesterday. But there you go. you were dealing with as Lopez says DFL last year. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, again, happy June 27th to you. If you are a fan of the Screwed Up Click and DJ Screw, it is Screw Day. We celebrate it here in Houston like it's a bona fide real holiday, even though everywhere else is just a Friday. And that got me thinking. Question of the day. What else do you celebrate like it is a bona fide real holiday, even if you're not getting the day off for it? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.